It's gonna be good.
People, it's me, Jenny D from Spill With Me, Jenny D podcast. I have another episode and I'm so excited to have my guest today. This is Liz Johnson, and I connected through socials and I thought, wait a minute, what is she doing? Because this passion she has, this drive she has, and the love in her heart, you're going to be able to feel it if you're listening to this or if you're watching on YouTube. So with further ado, Liz,
yes,
introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi, everyone. I am Liz Johnson, and I am the CEO and founder of Bucket Wish Connection.
Now, let's go back a little bit, Liz. Like, tell us about you. Mm-hmm. Are you a Pittsburgher? Or are you from another state?
Yes, I was born in Florida, but I've been raised here in Pittsburgh my whole life. I am married. I have two children, and I currently live in Center Township, Beaver County.
Now, have you had any other jobs?
I have had lots of jobs. Yes.
Yeah.
I worked for U.S. Airways for several years. I did every possible at-home business that you could think of.
Yeah. Remember all those? Totally simple.
Yes. Yeah, bring me out. I did the wine parties. I did everything and everything.
Did you do the Osborne books?
I did not do
that. I did the children's books.
I did like wine, chocolate, spas, all the girly funs.
Mm. I kind of need that right now, please. Okay.
So I did all the at-home jobs, and I actually became a dance instructor with Dance Fitness.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted to do anything and everything. But my real passion was always helping people. And so when my son was diagnosed with autism, I really tried to make my efforts in raising awareness for autism. And I also wanted to help the homeless in Pittsburgh. So I started a little kind of like a foundation, I guess you could say. It was called Warmth for the Inside and Out. And I did that for about a year. I had friends and family help me out. We did blankets, sandwiches, socks. I did kindness notes.
Oh,
and
that's
I just
so
went down to the homeless every Wednesday and passed out as much as I could in Pittsburgh.
Liz, I feel your heart coming out of your chest. I feel like I can see it.
Oh,
you are a blessing.
Oh, thank
you. Now, let's go back a little bit, honey. So how old was your son when he was diagnosed with autism?
He was diagnosed right before he turned 3.
And did you know of anything?
Well, at the time, autism back then in 2006 was just something that wasn't really even known of or talked about,
Brian,
because it was only one, I believe, in 164 at the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and I didn't know.
Now it is just everywhere. And you know somebody with autism or you have autism yourself. But back then, it was completely unknown. And I knew there was some quirks that Kenny had.
Right.
But I didn't know what exactly it was.
Right.
And so I went to the doctors and they said, oh, you need to see, you know, the professionals in Oakland, and they'll help diagnose what's going on. ADHD was a prevalent thing that they would talk about.
Right.
But he didn't match the signs. And so within about 10 minutes of being in the room, the lady said, oh, so when did you know your son had autism?
Are you kidding me?
No.
So you were like, and, excuse me, I did not hear this.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
Like, what is autism? And what he has autism? And she said, oh, I thought you knew. And I said, no, I don't even know.
You know, yeah.
And so I just broke down in tears. And I remember her. I remember the date, looking at the clock. And it was honestly the longest half hour appointment of my life.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And I was given a book. It was called like 90 pages in your first 30 days of what to do when your child is diagnosed with autism.
I have never heard that before.
And it was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, this is great that there's a book to help me. But the thing she told me, I wasn't going to accept. She said that by the age of 10, he would have to be in a home. He would not be a productive member of society.
Gosh.
He would never be verbal. And all these negative things.
Yeah.
And as a mom, I just wasn't going to have that. And so...
You're devastated. Yeah. It's just your child.
Right. And I just thought, well, I'm going to do everything I can to help him and to help him grow into whatever he can be the best of for himself.
I love that. Mm. You knew in your heart. You're like, you know what? This is my child. This is not textbook. I'm not going to read this textbook and say, oh, this is exactly my son.
Right.
Every child is different.
Right. And who's to say he's going to fit in these 30 days and this is what I'm supposed to do?
Right. They put in, like, when we were making like a square box. Like, you can't put somebody with autism in a square box because they all have different, not symptoms, but they all have different,
it's
mannerisms.
It's an umbrella, because there's variables from whether you're on the low end of the spectrum, they call it, or the high end of the spectrum. And at the time, he was considered... with the diagnosis of PDD-NOS, which, you know, is pervasive developmental disorder, non-otherwise specified.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want to hear that one.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
Right.
You know?
They use these big words. Tell me just the truth.
What's happening with him and how can I help him? And so I got him enrolled in, physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, every therapy that you could imagine to try to help him. And there was a great program called the Wonder Kids program. And it was down the road here, actually.
Yeah.
And I had him in therapies every day, coming to the house through the school year. And I'm proud to say that he is now going to be 21 years old.
That's amazing.
He graduated with high honors from high school.
Oh my God.
He had a girlfriend. He was working a first job. He's now on his second job. He is a productive member of society.
See?
He is verbal. He is a wonderful child. And he never lived in a home.
He lived in a regular home. Thank you.
Yes.
And you know, this, like being moms, you know, it almost sparks like something in us, like a drive of like, all right, you know, enough.
Yes.
Like we need to be the advocate for our child.
Absolutely.
We need to tell the doctors, no.
Right.
You might know textbook. This is what you think is going to happen because they don't live it like you are. You're living with your child.
Right.
I'm so glad you did that, Liz.
Yeah. And I'm a Christian and I believe strongly that my prayers, and I had many people praying, and I really think that that really, truly helped because just for my mental state, I needed the prayers as well because it's a very difficult thing to go through as a parent of a child with special needs. And it's not anything that anyone can relate to unless you are a parent of a child with special needs.
I had a woman on, Amy Vogel, and her daughter, Sophie, has autism.
Uh-huh.
And she has her in horseback riding. She is scuba diving.
Right.
She's in dance. She's, I think she's going to be entering the high school soon. She's doing all the same things that everybody
all
else.
All the typical
ice skates,
things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you know, to me, it's like, she is such a big believer and you just want to jump on the bandwagon with her because she's like, I'm not stopping.
Right.
I am putting her in this, putting her in that.
And it almost drives you more. When someone tells you your child can't do this, won't do this.
I feel the same way.
Well, I'm going to prove you wrong.
I remember that. Starting a new business,
At 44 years old.
Yeah.
Why not start a new business?
I was 49. For me, during COVID is when my lights went off. I was like, whoa, what am I doing here?
Right.
How am I making a difference?
Mm-hmm.
What is my passion? And I'm the same as you, Liz.
Yeah.
I love to help people.
Right.
It breaks my heart when I see homeless people.
Yes.
It breaks my heart when I see people that are alone.
Yes.
And I felt like COVID, people were suffering in silence.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, here's your platform right now because I'm not dealing with people being depressed.
Right.
Upset.
And it was overwhelming.
Yes.
How many people were just shut in their homes and they had no one to talk to.
They were feeling alone.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the worst.
It is. And that's kind of how this Bucket Wish connection got started.
Yeah. Well, going back to the homeless, because I know you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
Unfortunately, I don't. When I lived in McKees Rocks, I was very close to Pittsburgh. And so that's when I did that for almost a year. And then there was a moving or transition of the homeless at the time where they were trying to get the homeless out of the city and clean up the area.
Yeah.
And this was back in, I want to say, 2016.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure what that was all about, but it was hard actually to find where the homeless people were, and they weren't in their usual spots under the bridges, on the street corners. And so I just thought, well, maybe this is my time to just take a break for a minute, and maybe God has a different calling for me.
I know. I think about the homeless, and do you think in Pittsburgh that we do have a lot?
So many.
That's so awful.
And when I was delivering the blankets and the kindness notes and things, I saw teenagers and I saw families with children. And you would think that, oh, why don't they just go and get a job? Or why can't they just go and
People are good at,
and
telling them what they should do.
Right. Just like the doctors tell you what you should do, you know, for your child. But every story is different. Every person is different.
Exactly.
And there was one person in particular that was on the front area of the Hilton Hotel, I believe is what it was called, down by the point there. And it was a pile of blankets, and I wasn't sure if it was somebody under the blankets or not. And I just kind of said, knock, knock. And a guy came out of the blankets, and I said, here's a sandwich and a kindness note for you. And do you need a clean pair of socks? And he just put his arms out and he said, you know, I was going to give up and I appreciate this so much.
You're going to break my heart.
And I said, well, don't give up. God is with you, and everyone is going to, you know, be praying for you. And this is your kindness note. And maybe this can be a new beginning for you. Yeah. And I just wanted to help as much as I could, you know,
It breaks my heart knowing that this happens, you know, in our city and in anywhere you go.
It shouldn't be happening. Especially in the United States.
Right.
I mean, there's so much money that can be put to other uses.
Right. And they're sending it over to everybody else,
yes,
but they're not helping their own.
And I get that we're a country that want to help them and share and provide for other countries, mm-hmm, but we do need to take care of the people that are in our country.
I agree.
And the homeless and, you know, the people with special needs. And what's going to happen with the children that now are turning into adults,
mm-hmm,
with autism and with special needs because they don't deserve to go into a home?
Right.
And when us become a little bit older and the parents are gone, who's going to take care of the
right?
I don't want to say victims of the special needs society, but who's going to help?
Yeah.
And so that was an area that I had in my heart that I wanted to start something and to really help that.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. See, you're just, you know, I when we first talked, I thought, telling you, Liz is that type of person. You're like, I just felt like I've known you forever, like just reading things on you and what you're doing. And when we talked about this, you know, what you're doing. So let's talk about it. So,
okay.
When did you start thinking you need to do this new adventure?
Okay. So, well, back in 2016, when the homeless kind of became, well, I can't really help them right now.
Right.
What else can I do? I kind of had it in my heart, like I was saying, about autism and special needs and what is going to happen with my child if he's not able to progress and to be out on his own.
Right.
Is there some type of community that can help? And I had an idea of tiny homes, and I would love for tiny homes to be built for individuals with special needs, whether it be MR, autism, whatever it might be. And these tiny homes could be in a community, a gated community, kind of like an RV type resort, but it would just be tiny homes. And there could be a little store where the individuals could go and get their special foods that they can have. And I just thought, well,
like an activity center. Like, I'm starting to get on the bandwagon.
And why isn't this something that's available? And so I kind of thought, well, I'm going to look into that and see if I can start something like that.
Yes.
However, there was nothing out there for me to find assistance because Make-A-Wish, I wasn't able to do anything with because that is for terminal patients. There isn't anything out there for the typical regular person that has a wish or a hope, right, unless you have tons of thousands of dollars.
Right.
You can just, you know, do it yourself and you know all the aspects of how to come up with this and found something like this. And so I thought, well, you know, there has to be something that that can be done. And then on the same time, I met who is now my husband. I got pregnant with our child, and that kind of got put back on the back burner there,
yes,
for a minute.
Yes.
And then some situations came up where my son is no longer going to be in our life for a period here. And it was very difficult because him and I were very close. He was very close with his stepsister and stepdad. And when I saw and felt that he was pulling away for this time period, it became very difficult. And then this past August was just over a year that he was no longer in our life.
I'm so sorry, by the way.
Thank you.
Take your time.
And it was, to say that it was difficult to get up every day, not knowing what was going on with my son, mm-hmm, and not hearing from him, going to sleep every night, not knowing if everything that I had instilled in him was still working, if his stutter came back, if, you know, if he was starting to fall back without my assistance, and my heart was just breaking. So this past August, I was at a very, very low point. It wasn't that I didn't love my husband or my daughter or my mom or my friends, but I just felt like I couldn't continue to go on without having him in my life.
Right. Right.
And so there was a night in my living room where I just was crying and I called out to Jesus to help me because I didn't know if I could wake up again. And I heard him say, it's time to go back to those tiny homes. It's time to make this happen. And so I didn't know how, but I just got a notebook and I just starting all writing all my ideas down, and it evolved into a bucket list idea. But then I didn't want to wait because you hear a bucket list and you think, oh, well, that's, you know, before I kick the bucket, before I
right,
die.
Exactly.
And I don't want to wait. I want to do something now. And so I kind of had this bucket list idea, but I didn't want it to be a waiting thing.
Right.
So I thought it should be a bucket wish. And I want to connect with people because not just myself, but I think other people have wishes and hopes that whether it's something huge, I've always wanted to go on a trip, or, you know, I need a car for my family. But then there's also other things, small things that can make such a difference in someone's life.
Absolutely.
There might be a senior citizen that needs their home painted, or a mom that's struggling to make ends meet and have groceries could
right,
really help. And so I thought, well, there needs to be a place where anybody for huge or small items could go and really make these wishes for people. And so Bucket Wish Connection was something I was going to start at 44.
I love it.
And I've been going strong ever since.
So this happened in August of 2023.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
now that we're in April 2024. So when did you launch it though? Because, you know, you have these ideas I had with my pod.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're like, okay, I have this idea, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do next?
So at first, you know, you have all the self-doubt and you think, well, am I crazy?
I know. I know. It's like, what?
I'm 44. I have a 5-year-old daughter. You know, I'm going through this tragedy with my heart breaking. Yeah. My health, I was having some health issues. And I thought, well, should I even be trying to attempt something like this? So I wanted to get other people's feedback because, of course, you know, my husband and my mom, oh, it's wonderful. It's great. Do it. You know, the support is there. But I wanted somebody else's opinion. So I went to my preschool friend's dad. I'm still friend with my best friend from when we were 3 years old.
Yes.
And I went to her dad. He's a business owner. And we sat down at good old Eaton Park.
Sally go eat.
Yes. And had a conversation. And he said, you know what? This should have been done sooner. Why isn't there anything out there like this?
Oh, my God.
And I thought,
didn't you feel like,
and I said, are you like really sure?
Yeah.
Like, don't just say that,
you know, because it's my idea. Like, it's her friend.
Yeah. And he said, no, honestly, I think this is great. I believe in you. I want to support you. And
I believe in you.
Yes.
That right there to me is the number one thing.
Yes.
When someone says, I believe in you, then you feel like, okay, I can believe in me.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest part. We self-doubt ourselves constantly. All the time.
I still do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I self-doubted right before I walked in these doors.
I know. You were so cute because you were so nervous. And I said, when you are so passionate about something and you want to hit that road running.
Yes.
You want to.
I want to do
that out there.
Get it out there. And, you know, I have no business like this background. You know, I was a stay-at-home mom for several years now. And I just thought, okay, well, if Dawn believes in me, then I'm going to go forward with it.
You needed that like little validation.
Yes. And so he put me in contact with a couple people and I just started making notebooks because I'm old school, you know, notebooks and paper.
Please look at me. I got my notebook,
you know, color organized, you know, lawyer information in the red notebook and social media in the yellow. And I just started having things fall into parts, having meetings with people. And before I knew it, it was just something I was ready to do. And it just launched actually last Saturday.
Yeah.
And it became official.
I was going to say, what was that launch like?
It was, to say nerve-wracking would be an understatement. Because again, I have so much passion and love that this is like my little baby now.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make it as perfect, but not perfect. Because
it will be.
Nothing's going to be perfect.
No.
And my life certainly has not been perfect.
Right. And I don't even use that word anymore.
Yeah. And that's part of why I think it's okay that, you know, I had this idea of how it was going to go.
Right.
I started to talk about why it came about, had a little bit more feelings come out than I was expecting.
Yes.
And so I wasn't able to do the full launch at the end. Like I wanted to show the website up and I was just bawling my ass out, to be honest.
Because you know why? Because you got to a place.
Yeah.
You got to a place where, you know, when you talk about like, you know, that's how I started.
Yeah.
You, not that you hit rock bottom, but you feel like that you're like, what am I doing in this?
Right.
Like, how am I helping?
Right.
How am I, you know, we have so much in our heart that we want to do.
Yes.
And I'm too old. I can't sign up market. I was 49. Like, so I was like, I'm too old. But if we wouldn't, you know, hear that sound of saying, you know what, Jen, go for it.
Right.
You can live it. Go for it.
Yeah.
And then that day that comes that you're like, my website's done.
Yes.
Your emotion was probably like,
yeah,
I can't believe it's here.
Wear a long yellow sweater to match my outfit and my colors and my branding colors. I was so hot. I was sweating all day. I was like, I can't even wear a sweater. And luckily, I have a shirt off.
Yeah.
But I got really good feedback. Yeah. I had a great turnout. I had so many.
I'm sorry, by the way, I couldn't make it.
That's okay. You're so busy.
Oh, no. I love to make time for my guests because we become friends.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I know you now.
Right.
And that's what I love about it because your passion, it becomes like my passion.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on next? You know, so I
appreciate that. And it was so wonderful because so many members of the community helped donate items for the raffles. I had great singers come out and they volunteered their time. I had caricature artists and face painting.
Oh my God. It sounds like a blast.
It was wonderful. And it was all free for everyone to come and to enjoy and food and drinks. And I just really wanted to.
And you had a beautiful day.
Yes. It did not rain.
Yes. It was windy.
Yes. And the sun came out as I was starting to talk and it was just perfect.
A sign.
And
I believe in signs.
Yes.
Yeah, I really did.
And my son used to say there was God's rays shining down through the clouds when you could see those rays. And I felt like it was God's rays, you know, saying you're in a good spot. You're doing good.
This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
When you're passionate about anything that you do in life, everybody has a different purpose or passion. You could be a stay-at-home mom and your passion is just to love and kiss your kids all day. I was a stay-at-home mom.
Yes. You know,
and I worked part-time doing those home parties.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as you get older, you're like, okay, my kids don't need me as much when they're a little bit older. Right.
And when they're in school.
Yes. And I was like, but I need me.
Right.
I need me. I need to find it. What am I good at?
Mm-hmm. You lose yourself.
Yes. You lose yourself.
Yes. Who's Jen?
Yes. I'm like, I'm just like my kid's mom,
right.
My husband's wife.
Right.
I don't have my identity.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the hardest thing as women, mm-hmm. that what we go through, because we just, and to start something, because you're going to put money into it, you're going to put time into it, and you don't know what's going to happen. But this concept, I love it, because you're right.
Yeah.
We give these, you know, wish lists, bucket lists. You're going to, you know, pass away, or you have terminal illness. And it's like, what about the people that are here today?
Right. The right now.
Yes.
You know, because everyone needs happiness now. I think whether you're local or global, it doesn't matter. Everyone deserves happiness. And if we could be a part of just a small piece of happiness for each person, honestly, when I see wishes come in and knowing wishes are going to get granted, it's like this fire that burns inside, and you just want to do it more and see more help and see more people. And
the satisfaction, like this is coming alive and this is really working for people.
Yes. And part of the website we included is a support us area, because some people, this is such a new concept, they can't think of a bucket wish or something right for themselves, because as you said, we're moms, we're dads, we don't think about our own needs.
That we don't put ourselves first.
No. And to think, well, I can't ask for something.
Right.
You know, but you still love the idea. There's a support us area where you can go and support us financially, where those funds will help when wishes come in, and I want to help grant those wishes.
Yes.
And I see they're not getting the ability to get granted. I can then fund those wishes.
Right.
And because, like I said, everyone deserves happiness. And I really want happiness in this world. We all need it.
Me too. And it's so cute. Listeners, Liz has a heart-shaped earring, and the one, it's red. So what do these mean, huh?
Yes. So part of my logo is an infinity symbol of blue, and it's a star for the wish and the heart for the grantor, because I think the wishing and the grant go hand in hand.
Yes. So it's like the infinity sign, which...
Yes.
Look.
Yes.
Okay. I have it. My tattoo.
Yes.
So you have a star in one.
The star in one
and the heart in the other.
Yeah.
I love that. And the star is for?
The star is for the wishing. Because, you know, you think of a star, you have your wishes and your hope.
Wish upon a star.
Yes, exactly. And then the heart is for love. Because without love, you can't get those stars to be granted, you know. And it all ties together. And
it was so cute.
Infinity.
When Liz walked in, for people that are listening to this podcast episode, she has this, I'd say not royal blue, but a dark blue.
Yeah, kind of like
blouse on.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside shirt, and then she has a yellow star on the one.
Yes.
And then she has a red heart in her other ear.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I wonder what that is.
Yes. Yeah. And they were made by one of the local artists up in my area, in Minaka area. She's actually lives in Aliquippa. And they're going to be available as part of the items that you can purchase on our website.
Yes. Tell us your website name.
Yes. So it is simply called BucketWishConnection.com.
So it's not the.
It's
Bucket Wish.
Just Bucket Wish Connection. It's long enough.
No S at the end.
Extra. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, just Bucket Wish Connection and
.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And there's going to be an area where a shop area, it's not developed yet, but we're going to have different types of earrings. I have non-pierced ears. And so these are actually clip earrings.
Yes.
But we're going to have earrings, water bottles, shirts. I have shoes on, which maybe in the picture.
Right. Like, and you'll take some pictures.
They're hand painted shoes and just a lot of different things, because I want to get the word out.
You're a walking billboard. Like, we're walking billboard. That's why I got with the hot pink branding for Still With Me.
Yeah.
So we do. We have to be that walking billboard for ourselves.
Right.
Because we want people to know.
Right. And ask questions.
Something. Yes.
You know, what is that star and heart about? What are your shoes, Bucket Wish Connection?
Yes.
And then, you know, they can go to the website, they can go to social media on Facebook and see what it's all about, see what the mission is.
Exactly.
And I think it's important to be a walking billboard.
I think it is too.
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, a lot of us, we carry our phone. Our phone is like our television for all our commercials.
Right.
You know? So we do have to do some social media, but we also have to be that person. You tell somebody, then they tell somebody that my husband, you know, he wears the same t-shirt, my Spill With Me t-shirt, but it's my logo. It's not my, it's this logo right here.
Okay.
The square logo.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, do you sell wine? Does it spill? I'm like, no, I don't sell wine. I sell,
well, I'm not going to say me, but
I have, right, I sell myself on the platform
right.
for people to come on. And that's why I love what I do.
Yes.
Because Liz, your passion is, and like, it fuels me. Oh, I'm like, good. Oh, she loves it. I love it.
I hope it fuels them too.
Yes.
You know?
Because people are out there like, you know, you don't have to be, you know, not in poverty.
Right.
Or, you know, you can just be like a regular person who says, you know what, I just can't, you know, I'm in debt or I'm in my funds, you know, I just can't do it, but I wish my family and I can go to Disney.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And having that grant of wishes.
Yeah. There's 9 different categories on the website and you can pick from, you know, you can make one wish, you can make 20 wishes. It's all up to you. I mean, you're not limited to one wish.
Okay. How do you pick and choose?
And it's a minimal fee. It's only $10 to make a wish. And so you can make a wish for a spa day for $10. You can make a wish for your child to have guitar lessons for $10. You can make a wish for a world vacation for $10, you know?
Okay.
And so you pick one of the 9 categories and it's real simple. There's just question and answer. What do you want to title it? What is your wish? You can include a picture if you want or a video if you want. Submit that. And there it is. It's out there for the world. And so anytime someone logs on to bucketwishconnection.com. Okay. They log in for free. They can view every wish online.
And they want to see if they want to help somebody.
Yes. And if they do, they just hit grant wish and there you go.
Oh my goodness. And then you take like Venmo or PayPal or?
It's actually done right online. It's a WooCommerce type payment and just credit card online. And once everything goes through, the wish is on there. The grant is on there. And
do they know who it's from?
You can make it anonymous if you want to be an anonymous grantor, depending on what it
is.
But if it's something where somebody has a boat and they're not using their boat anymore and they see somebody really is wishing for a boat, then you can connect with each other through email and find out how you want to transfer that boat over to each other, where you should meet up. And that's something in the future I hope to include. I want to have little, not warehouse types, but like storefront types in different areas where people can go bring the item that they are donating or gifting or granting to those places and other people can come and pick those up.
Yes.
But that's one of the goals for Bucket.
I love it. Though. You have a goal. You have, you know what you want to do. You have all your steps aligned. Liz, I'm so excited because I feel like,
thank you.
This is the first podcast, right?
Yes.
You've been
my
on.
My first podcast, my first big social media.
You're so, it won't be your last.
Oh, thank you.
Because once people hear about your mission and your passion, they're going to be like, well, we got to get this out of here on our listeners, because we all have different listeners.
That's right.
You know, that's why it's so great about doing social media and being a podcaster. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, is there anything else you would like to tell the listeners? I'm just excited.
I just really want to for you to know that whether you're feeling really low, that there's hope for you. I never would have thought that in 6 months' time, I would go from not knowing if I would be able to wake up another morning to being able to help and launch this business and to know that I can make a difference. You can make a difference too.
Yes.
And absolutely. I want this to grow. I want it to go not just here in Pittsburgh. And my 2-year goal is I want in 2 years, I want to go to states. I want to be on news, on radio, get this out there, get it in through the United States, international, because everyone deserves happiness.
Take me with you.
Okay.
That sounds so wonderful. I love your mission.
Thank you so much.
I feel that it is going to be it's a great concept. And you had a calling.
I did.
You know, and this is like something that, you know, some of us may not hear that calling that we get.
Yeah.
But reach inside yourself and say, you know what? I want to make a difference. I want to do something that better the world and help people, you know?
And speaking of calling, I'll add one more thing. When this first started coming about, maybe 2 or 3 weeks into it, the self-doubt came and I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I am going to take away time from the family, or maybe this isn't.
I thought the same
correct,
thing.
Correct, you know. And so I went to church that Sunday, and I just prayed, and I heard God say,
this is good for you. Mm-hmm. This is good for others. Because if you're not doing it, right, nobody's doing it.
If you're not happy, right, nobody's happy. Right. And what did they say? A happy wife is a happy life.
And I just felt him saying, he has my son. And so I went home with that. And the next day on the news, I saw my son for the first time in over a year. I saw him on a news segment and he was bagging groceries. And I just felt like God was saying, yes. He's okay. And you do this and you make everyone else's hearts fine too.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're at.
I'm so glad that came. I forgot you did tell me that. Yeah. And then just hearing it again, it's so true. It's like you need a sign.
Yes. You need to hear that affirmation and the confirmation, especially when it's something so new, right, that nobody's ever heard of. And like I said, it doesn't have to be the extravagant bucket list ideas. It could be small too.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But just do it. I think everyone deserves happiness. So make a wish, grant a wish, and keep it going.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
I am so happy that you're on today. And I really feel that it is going to blow up. And I'm here for your ride. I'm just going to be on your tail.
Let's do it. Thank you for being a part of it and for helping so much.
Absolutely, honey. You're so sweet.
Help.
This is Spill With Me, Jenny D.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Come spill with me.